A good morning and welcome to the continuing Symphony Week festivities here on Spokane Public Radio's KPBX. I'm Jim Tavenin, and we have been focusing, of course, on the Spokane Symphony Orchestra for the past 2 days and will continue that way on Thursday and Friday. It's appropriate now, though, to pause and take stock of another couple of orchestras whose seasons start very soon. They have been represented on various programs here on Spokane Public Radio and indeed are a part of our larger Intermountain Northwest musical community. They are the Glacier Symphony Orchestra and Chorale, based in Kalispell, Montana, and the Bozeman Symphony Orchestra, based, of course, in Bozeman, Montana. I had a chance to talk with the music directors of both orchestras about their upcoming seasons, and it's a fascinating study in new beginnings and the reflection on times that have grown through the years. I will talk, first of all, with a conductor and a music director who is celebrating his 25th year with his orchestra. That's John Zoltek, leader of the Glacier Symphony Orchestra. Following that, we'll have one of the newest members of our overall Northwest music community, his name, Norman Wynn, the newly appointed music director of the Bozeman Symphony Orchestra. So a view from both sides of the picture is coming up next. We'll hear a little bit of the music of Franz Josef Haydn, played by the Glacier Symphony Orchestra, and then on to my conversation with John Zoltek. I again have the great pleasure of talking with John Zoltek, music director of the Glacier Symphony Orchestra, and doer of many of the things, as we will hear. Among those other things this time around is being a composer. First of all, greetings, John, and congratulations. You are celebrating your 25th anniversary with the orchestra.
Well, thank you, Jim. It's very surprising to me in a way, but 25 years is quite a long time, but it's been quite a ride and looking forward to great things in the future, I hope. So away we go, and I hope we can successfully complete the season.
Right, and a great season it is. We're going to focus on some of the early concerts especially. So let's just dig right into it with the opening, the first Masterworks concert, which is called, I should mention, maybe we could parse this a little bit first. each of the concerts on the Masterwork series goes by a single name title. So, for example, the first concert is called Ascension, the second is called Reflection, and that's an interesting way to do it. How'd that concept come to be?
Well, thanks. The overall thematic concept for the season is called Illuminations. So I was just thinking about crafting titles of the various concerts by using just one word, and it just kind of went from there. You know, it's basically just an organizing principle, trying to create a sense of organic unity through the whole season, which seems to some people like it's a lot of concerts, but to me, it's never enough concerts.
Let's pull back the curtain just a little bit and follow that topic just a bit more and get into the whole thing about planning these programs. And
yes,
what is your overall conception in the first concert, the one that you named Ascension?
The highlight work of this concert is Brahms Symphony No. 2 in D major. And we have our violin soloist is Yevgeny Kutek, who's a wonderful young violinist who I've invited a number of times, principally for Festival Amadeus. He's a really great player, and he seems to excel in the Russian repertoire. Originally, we were going to do the Shostakovich Violin Concerto No. 1, hence the title Ascension, you know, kind of moving from maybe more of the darker elements of Shostakovich through that concerto into the Brahms. But since then, we've decided to alter the program, and he'll be playing the Glazunov Violin Concerto, which is a rarely performed piece. It's quite beautiful as well. There are a number of reasons why we decided to change it, but I still think that the Glazunov and the Brahms will work quite nicely on the program together. In addition, my own work, a symphonic poem called Processional, which I composed in 2005, which is a pretty dynamic work. It's about 16 minutes long. That'll open the program. So basically a lot of catharsis in the first concert. Maybe I should have named it Catharsis. I'm not sure. I think Ascension worked pretty well.
It is good, although it's never too late. You could always change names. That's not
right.
A problem. The Glazunov is a work that probably most have not heard. In your mind, how does it compare with some of the quote-unquote more standard repertory?
Well, it's interesting. In my view, it's kind of an exceptional work because the language is, I think it was composed in 1905. The language itself is a little bit looking backwards a bit, but, you know, the textural component of the work is highly integrated between the soloist and the orchestra. There's no cadenza in the concerto. It's almost kind of a concertante-type work featuring solo violin and weaving in and out of the orchestral fabric. And after studying the work for a little while after we decided to do it, this is my first time doing the Glazunov myself, but Yevgeny has played it a number of times. I see that the orchestration is highly detailed and very, very subtle. In some ways, it's going to present some new and unique challenges because there's a lot of chamber music quality to the work, and it's quite lush in its language and kind of very rhapsodic. It's all in pretty much one movement, and it moves through the different tempi, and, you know, there's a very definitive last movement section in it, but it's all connected, which is kind of makes it unusual too. And I know for audiences it's harder to, you know, sit through a concerto if there's no break in movements. But, you know, this is not a long concerto either, so I think it all helps. But I'm looking forward to it, and it'll be a nice challenge.
That opening performance by the Glacier Symphony with soloist Yevgeny Kutek is at the end of October. Your season gets started a little bit later this year than typical, yes?
Right, yes.
And you, again, have two performances of each of these concerts, Saturday at 7:30 and Sunday at 3. And your venue is still the high school in Kalispell?
Yes.
All right. Any word on your new home?
Yes, lots of progress has been made for the building of the concert hall on the campus of Flathead Valley Community College in Kalispell. This is a very big project that is undertaken by the college. We have partnered in the early stages of developing the funding required to create the concert hall. The concert hall is going to be enclosed in a much larger building called the Student Center. But the concert hall will be a 1,000-seat hall that is structurally designed for symphonic music. You know, that was kind of the partnership aspect of the Glacier Symphony working with the community college. So it's very exciting for us, and it should be ready for next season, which is just it'll be our 40th season for the organization. So it's a really good combination of events there, and I hope that it might even be ready for concerts possibly in the spring and summer. So we're very much looking forward to that. It's going to be a big deal for our orchestra and for our community. It'll really centralize not only our own performances, but musical life in general in the area, because it's going to be a top-notch facility.
Yeah, it's really important to have that kind of a magnet for performances. So it's good to know that it is underway and that it will be a three-dimensional reality very soon. Well, let's go on and go to the second of the programs on this Masterworks series. This one called Reflection, and this one features the Glacier Chorale. Tell us a bit about that.
Yes, indeed. Our chorale conductor, Dr. Micah Hunter, has put together a fabulous program of traditional and contemporary works for chorus, a cappella, and accompanied by piano, featuring a variety of music. And composers from Elgar to contemporary Vijay Singh and everybody in between. So it'll be a quite interesting concert. And typically, our chorale does what we call a standalone concert in the fall. And this concert titled Reflection will be just that indeed. The chorale has had a rough year last year, as you can imagine, but they did manage to do a concert in the spring, which was very lovely. And they're all looking forward to doing the concert in November.
You're listening to Symphony Week on Spokane Public Radio. And we're going to pause for a bit more music now, this time from Igor Stravinsky, played by the Glacier Symphony Orchestra, led by its music director, John Zoltek. I'm talking with Maestro Zoltek about the upcoming season of the Glacier Symphony. Just to deal with unpleasant realities, do you have any plans as far as restricting audience size or any of the things that you had to do in the past year and a half?
Well, that's a good question. And I cannot give you the definitive answer on that. But as a matter of fact, we initially planned an opening concert in September, Jim, which was called Fusion, which was going to be basically a recognition of my 25th anniversary and also a performance of some of my jazz fusion music, which was composed for string orchestra and jazz combo. As you know, I'm a jazz guitarist as well as a conductor and a classical composer. So we were going to do that work, but we made a decision about a month and a half ago that the kind of event we were envisioning was just probably not in the cards right now. So that's one of the reasons why our season is starting a little later, because we essentially moved our September concert to a March date instead, because we're just wanting a little bit more time to see what's going to shake out in terms of COVID. Of course, we're in a current situation in Montana where there are no government protocols or anything like that. So in a way, that makes the decision to implement anything like that somewhat tricky, and not only for our constituency, but also just for our own peace of mind and what we need to do as an organization. We do have a committee from our board of directors that we call our COVID committee that has a couple of physicians and a retired epidemiologist on the committee. And, you know, we talk about the COVID situation quite often. But as it stands right now, our concerts are going to go on as planned. And whatever protocols we feel we have to put in place prior to the end of October, we will do so. And we will let ticket buyers know and all of that kind of thing. So we're basically being very vigilant about the whole situation, but you know, we're hoping that we're going to be able to make things work. We did a wonderful week-long festival this summer in Whitefish, our Festival Amadeus, as you know, Jim, and that was quite successful. We had a small orchestra, and the audiences were small, but we did have success with that concert series. And you know, our expectations for concert attendance are, of course, on hold right now because we don't really know how people feel about coming to live events, etc. So we're just kind of going step by step.
Indeed, as we all are. And we'll just hope for the best through it all. Well,
right.
Let's tackle, you get to change hats here, or just add an additional hat, that of composer, because we're on to the third of the Masterworks concerts called Illumination. It takes place on the weekend of the 20th and 21st of November in Kalispell. And this features, as your guest artist, the principal cellist of the Los Angeles Philharmonic, Robert Demain. And there is a composer represented on this program by the name of John Zoltek, who has written a cello concerto with a wonderfully resonant regional title, Through Tamarack and Pine. Tell us how this came to be and a little bit about the piece.
Well, absolutely. I've worked with the wonderful cellist Robert Demain a number of times. He's been here in Kalispell a couple of times playing concerto with the orchestra. He's a great guy. He's a fabulous cellist. And I've decided to invite him back a number of months ago, obviously, for this season. My aim was to present mostly or all solo concertos that were composed in the 20th or 21st century this year. So I'll also be doing another premiere of a piano concerto in February. But when I was talking to Robert, we were going through some of the repertoire, and he just casually said, you know, I know you're a composer, John, and I've heard some of your music. Do you have anything for cello? And I said, yes, I have something in my fingers and in my head that I've wanted to, you know, have a reason to write for a number of years now, at least the germs of something. And so he said, well, why don't you write me a concerto? And I said, okay. And through various conversations, that's how it came to be. And I'm delighted to say that Robert's very excited about the material right now. And he's a very good colleague. He's extremely enthusiastic about presenting this piece. The piece is a three-movement work. It is indeed called Through Tamarack and Pine. That title is just to create some imagery of the contemplation of nature, basically. And the work itself moves from a very ambiguous kind of language of the first movement, which is titled Emerging Mists of the Unknowable. And it's kind of very dynamic, but very much layered kind of modern language. But it's modern romantic. There's always melody going on somewhere in the piece. And there's a lot of polyphony involved and lots of layering in the first movement. The second movement is entitled Through Tamarack and Pine. It's more of kind of a serenade cantabile movement, a little bit more simple and direct musically, but still very transparent and a little bit of ambiguousness there as well. And then finally, the last movement is a virtuosic kind of romping movement, and that's entitled Dance of the Laughing Mountain. So in a sense, the work is all about contemplating, looking through the landscape of trees and pines and tamarack and looking towards a mountaintop and just kind of getting these feelings over water and mists. That's kind of the visual imagery that I'm kind of working with. I'm not trying to create that in the language, but that's more of the feeling that I'm having when writing it.
Mm-hmm. And on the same program, complementing your concerto, is a piece that I understand is one of your favorites, the Third Symphony of Jean Sibelius.
Well, Sibelius himself is one of my favorite composers, and his music is extraordinarily challenging in many, many ways, and so it's perfect for our orchestra. We've done a number of his symphonies, but we have not done the third yet, so... Although it's a little bit more, one would say, neoclassical and less romantic and somewhat less visionary in a nature-inspired way, I still think the Third Symphony is just a sleeping masterpiece, like many of his symphonies, and it's quite extraordinary. I think it'll be a nice complement to the cello concerto because it's not terribly long, and it kind of will bring back the audience to maybe a little bit more grounded in the more of the neoclassical language on the second half. We did Sibelius' Second Symphony a couple of seasons ago, so I'm kind of working my way through all of them.
That's great. And I think that you'll find that your audiences are really, really hungry for what you're going to be offering in this new season. We hope that it goes according to plan and that everything will happen in its appropriate time. There's much more to the season than that. Coming up in December, there's a performance of Messiah and also a little festive brass program as well for the Christmas holidays. So maybe you can touch base again on that. John Zoltek, thank you so much for being with us today and leading us through a really wonderful prospect of a new season for the Glacier Symphony and Chorale in your home in Kalispell, Montana. And we hope to hear from you again before too very long.
Well, thank you, Jim. I'm very, very happy that you're interested in talking to me and hearing about what the Glacier Symphony is doing. So I appreciate that very much and hope to see you again soon.
My great thanks to John Zoltek for being a part of our Symphony Week festivities here on Spokane Public Radio. I'm Jim Tevenin, and we are spending this hour with orchestras from the state of Montana.